With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be looking back at all the results from the festive period with James Hayes, and we'll be previewing this weekend's matches with the Mid-Cheshire Guardians' very own Andrew Simpson. We'll also have an interview with Fazer Celtics manager Adam Lakeland coming up on the show as well. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick NPL show. Welcome. Welcome everyone to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm your host Ben Hughes and I hope you've all had a lovely Christmas. And joining me now to celebrate the post-Christmas football scene of the Northern Premier League, we're now joined by the welcome return of Mr. James Hayes from the league. Hello James, how are you?
I do, Ben. Happy Christmas to yourself as well.
Happy Christmas, James. Happy Christmas, dear listener. Just to say, later in the show, we're going to be having a full fixture preview for all their matches on the 30th of December. But we've got James on to look back at all the results from this past couple of matches or so, from Saturday and from Boxing Day's matches. I should say also, the plan is we're going to be hearing from Adam Lakeland as well on the show, manager at Fans of Celtic, about their win on Boxing Day. But James, just to kick things off then, out in front, it's been a very productive couple of days or so for Altrincham. A fantastic result on the 23rd, a 3-0 win against Matlock Town. They followed that up on Boxing Day with, another 3-0 win, this time away at Marine. It's been a quite superb set of results for Altrincham over Christmas. It sees them open up a 5-point lead up at the top.
Since they got beat by Warrington in the FA Trophy a couple of weeks ago, the league form's still not changed, and it's so no other distractions. You can just concentrate on the league now, and four wins on the bounce in the league competition, best form in the league at this moment in time too.
We should say congratulations to the ground staff at Marine as well. It was I've seen pictures of the pitch down there on Merseyside, and it was looking pretty moist, let's just call it that, and great stuff getting that game on. Unfortunately, it was a defeat for Marine. They did win though on Saturday. They did beat Barwell away from home by 4-0. Sees Marine, despite that result on Boxing Day against Alton, it sees them 6 points clear of the relegation zone now, with two games in hand over Sutton Coldfield Town. A bit higher up the table though, back to the towards the top end. So Altrincham out in front by 5 points. Sitting in second, 5 points behind, with two games in hand, is Shaw Lane. They didn't play on Boxing Day because their big game against Grantham was postponed due to the weather. However, on Saturday, great result this one for Shaw Lane. They beat Hensford Town away from home by 3-1. That was a very tricky game, that, on paper, but Shaw Lane navigating it quite safely.
Yeah, and again, just picking up from the form of Houston, I mean, obviously they had a shock result against Witton, but opportunities there at the same time just to keep the pace up on Altrincham now. It's up to them. The two games between them later on this season is going to be what decides this league, in my personal opinion.
Shaw Lane then, 5 points from top spot with those two games in hand, and as James said earlier, they do have two games to come against Altrincham as well as the season progresses. Workington see themselves now comfortably in the playoffs, 2 points behind Shaw Lane. They have played four games more though than Shaw Lane. Workington beat Nantwich Town by 2-1 on Saturday, and they followed that up on Boxing Day by drawing 2-2 with Lancaster City. A decent set of results there for Workington.
Yeah, unbeaten in eight now as well. And again, they're getting the points against teams that are around them. Okay, they've got a draw against Lancaster on Boxing Day. There's a good win against Stourbridge in the last couple of weeks. They're starting to look at contenders, and rather than waiting until late on in the season, if we look at forward to the season now, they're in that position ready to pounce. If Altrincham and Shaw Lane drop points against each other, they're ready and waiting.
Fourth position is Warrington Town. They've fallen slightly back, though, from title aspirations. They're now 7 points behind leaders Altrincham going into 2018. Warrington Town did get beat on Saturday, 3-1 at home to Colville Town. A great result that for Colville, sees them surge into mid-table land. But they did follow that up, Warrington, with a better result on Boxing Day, a 2-1 victory away at Witton Albion. And we will be hearing from Andrew Simpson shortly, but I believe people at Witton are gutted with that result there, because it was a very, very late winner, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I think it was the 91st minute, I believe. Looking at the last couple of results as well, they've come off a very, very difficult period. Again, Altrincham twice, and a 5-0 defeat to Shaw Lane. So again, just builds up their momentum and gets the morale back a little bit. Again, that FA Trophy is going to do them wonders.
Witten were 1-0 up with about 10 minutes left to play in that game. And Warrington just get all 3 points. Very unlucky there for Witten Albion. Witten Albion, though, do sit in eighth position. It's not been all bad over the Christmas period. They travelled down to the West Midlands to take on Sutton Coldfield Town on Saturday, and they beat them by 6-2. Good result there for Witten Albion. Sees them 6 points from the playoff positions now, and quite comfortable in mid-table land on 36 points. Back up towards the playoff positions, though. Warrington Town sitting fourth position on 43 points. On 42 points, we've got Grantham Town. They played a game more than Warrington Town, though. Grantham Town didn't have a game on Boxing Day. Their match against Shaw Lane was unfortunately postponed. However, on Saturday, they got a 1-1 draw against a team in sixth position. That's Ashton United. Ashton United, 3 points behind Grantham Town with 2 games in hand. So I'm going to suggest an away point for Ashton United against the team in fifth position in the playoffs, with the 2 games in hand that they've still got, is a decent result for Ashton United.
Yeah, I think Ashton will benefit from over that from Grantham, again, just because of the fact that Grantham have lost the opportunity to make ground a bit back up. But the main thing for Grantham is they've had Lee Shaw out for the last couple of weeks. He started to get back into fitness just before the turn of the new year.
So Ashton United, I'm on 39 points. That's 3 points behind Grantham Town in that final playoff position. They've got 2 games in hand. Farsley Celtic are also on 39 points. However, they played the same number of games as Grantham Town. An important result this on Boxing Day. Farsley Celtic winning away at Whitby Town by 2-0. Let's hear now from the manager, Adam Laitland. So welcome back to the show, Adam. A big congratulations for that 2-0 win away at Whitby Town. Old cliche, it is true though, it's never an easy place to go to, Whitby, so you must be dead chuffed with that one.
Yeah, I mean, difficult game. The pitch, you know, cut up in the warm-up, to be honest, and so the longer the game went on, the pitch became even more difficult to play on. A little bit swirly up there, as it usually is at Whitby, and you know, it was a tough game, but overall, I felt we deserved to win, you know, comfortably. I mean, Nathan Cartman's had a great opportunity in the first minute, which he's pulled wide, and he's then had a goal disallowed for offside, which, having seen it back, it's such a poor decision by the linesman. But fortunately, you know, it's a decision that hadn't cost us this time, and we scored a couple of good goals in the second half. Had to withstand a little bit of pressure in the final 15, 20 minutes. But we, you know, we stood firm, we defended well. Disappointing to lose Lewis Turner to a red card towards the end, which means he's probably going to miss the Altrincham game. But overall, you know, the clean sheet was probably the thing I was most pleased with, to be honest, because we haven't had enough of those, and we've conceded too many goals this season, and it's something that we, you know, we're trying to address. And you know, I'm always confident that we've got goals in us and that we'll create enough good moments in games to, you know, to cause teams problems. But defensively, we need to be better, and fortunately on Tuesday we were. It was a great 3 points for us.
And not just the win, but the game itself came at the right time as well, because you've had a couple of postponements. Going into those postponements late at the back end of November, there was a couple of, let's call them, iffy results in the league. Was it good having those postponements in a way, just to get the boys together and to think things through going into 2018?
Not really, no. I mean, you know, when you lose a game, you want to get back out as quick as you can and try and, you know, put it right. But I think from when we played away at Hensford, we lost 2-1. It was 3 weeks and 3 days before we played Whitby. You know, so we had a lot of time to kind of dwell on it, which obviously you don't really want. You know, and I think in that final 20 minutes against Whitby, you could tell that we hadn't played for quite a while. You know, lads get used to playing Saturday, Tuesdays and training. And as soon as that kind of pattern's broken for 2 or 3 weeks, it can be difficult to kind of, you know, be back up to speed. But to be fair, the lads, you know, they've worked hard, they've trained well. you know, we've worked on a few things that we've needed to kind of address, and it were great to get back out there against Whitby and obviously get back to winning ways after a couple of you know, poor results really for us. You know, we lost 1-0 at home to Sutton Coldfield, where we were just, every man was just way off where they need to be, but we still should have got something out of the game. We missed some gilt-edged chances, really. And then we went down to Hensford and we actually played quite well, and I felt we were well worthy of getting something out of that game, but they pinched it late on from a corner, and sometimes you just fall, you know, a little bit short, and, you know, every team in the division will, you know, we'll lose games, as we've seen already in the first half of the season. So, you know, we certainly didn't panic, but it did allow us a little bit of time to kind of, you know, reflect and, you know, assess how we'd done and, you know, try and improve. And thankfully, you know, we managed to go up to Whitby and get a 2-0 win, and we're looking forward now to the games that are coming up.
Now, obviously, you know, when you look at the postponements and those two defeats at the back end of November, you do forget that Fasa Celtic, it's been a cracking season thus far for Fasa Celtic. You've been in the player positions for the majority of the season so far. But you do talk about the defensive record. There was a period where you had three all draws back-to-back, which as an outsider, I think is great, but I'm going to suggest for you as a manager, not so great.
I think, you know, one thing's for sure. I mean, anybody who's come to watch our games this season, they've certainly got value for money. That's been the thing that's probably halted our progress a little bit, really, is the number of games that we've drawn, you know, and I think we only actually drew one game 0-0, which was with Lancaster earlier on in the season. You know, we've had, you know, a few games where we drew 3-3 with Workington, where we were 3-1 up, and we you know, we should have seen that game out, really. And we drew 3 apiece with Ashton, which, you know, having trailed on 3 occasions, it was a good draw. So, you know, we've been involved in some really good games, but, you know, from my point of view as manager, you know, you should be getting 3 points if you're scoring 3 goals, and you know, but take nothing away from the lads. You know, we've shown character to come from behind on numerous occasions this season. I don't think we've actually lost the game when we've gone in front, which is, you know, is a good achievement. And overall, you know, we are quite satisfied with the season that we've had so far. But we don't just want to sit on that. We, you know, we want to try and push on. And, you know, can we get back in and amongst that top four, top five? Which, you know, is going to be difficult, but, you know, we feel that we've got the personnel to do that.
And that was going to be my questions towards the end, really. I mean, obviously, it's a new promotion for the club, a new job for yourself as well. You only took over in May. It's now we're getting towards the running, the final bend for the running. Fasa Celtic are there or thereabouts. You've got two games this weekend, the away trip to Rush Olympic, then that all-important match against Chorlane on New Year's Day. Is that where you are now, Adam? Are you thinking to yourself, well, you know, other clubs who get promoted might think it's a consolidation year, but we want to go for the playoffs now.
To be honest, I mean, from the outset, really, I mean, as a group, we've kind of said, you know, why can't we get in the playoffs? You know, that's where we'd love to try and, you know, try and be. I think winning the league was always going to be beyond us when you look at, you know, the strength of the likes of Altrincham and Warrington, Chorlane even. You know, they've obviously got, you know, a lot of resources. They've got a lot of good players, very experienced, but we felt that we could be one of those maybe half a dozen, 7-8 teams that had an opportunity to get in the playoffs, you know, but it has been a case of let's just look at one game at a time, you know, try and prepare the best we can for each and every game, go in, make sure we're competitive, see how we get on, and then just move on to the next one. And if we lose, don't get too down. If we win, don't get too high. And you know, we've done okay so far. But, you know, I think this time of year, certainly like the turnaround in games now, and even into the middle of January, it's such an important time for all clubs, really. And I think it can be quite pivotal in how, like, the rest of your season pans out, because there's so many points to win or lose within such a short space of time. And we've just got to make sure that we're competitive in the games away at Rushall tomorrow. Obviously, Shaw Lane, who were going really well, despite the change in manager. We've got them on New Year's Day, which, you know, it's another tough game, but it's a game we feel that we can win, as we do every game we go into. So, you know, we're looking forward to the back end of the season, and hopefully we can, you know, keep putting points on the board and give ourselves a chance in the last six, seven, eight games.
Well, Adam, a big thank you for coming on the show in Christmas week. A big happy Christmas to you. All the best for the new year and all the best over this busy festive period in your matches.
No problem. All the best for the new year.
So Adam Laitland there, manager at Farsley Celtic. A fine 2-0 away win there for Farsley Celtic against Whitby Town. It keeps them in touch with the playoff positions, James.
It does indeed. But again, if you look at the last couple of fixtures, they needed that win more than anything. Two losses beforehand and a couple of postponements on the back of a bit of poor form at this moment in time. Obviously, they had the three all draws a couple of weeks ago. They just need to keep that momentum going now.
So Whitby now being there in eighth. In ninth position, we've got Buxton. They're 7 points from the player positions. Two draws for them over the festive period. A 1-1 draw against Stafford Rangers at home. And then a 3-3 draw in that Peak District derby away at Causeway Lane against Matlock Town. And just another standard thriller between those two teams.
Yeah, and again, the Twitter between them was actually quite civil as well for the first time in a while.
Oh, it was banterish. There was no banter, was there?
No, not even from the people that we expected it from as well. It was a nice proper Christmas meet-up.
Nice. By the sound of it. Very good.
But anyway, going back to what we were saying before, a second ago, yeah, again, another team just outside the playoffs who just need to start converting the draws into wins. Four unbeaten now, similar situation as we've said with Farsley. We need to get out this rut, just stay in that little bit of a pace now.
Now, Hensford Town there in 10th position. We mentioned their defeat on Saturday against Shaw Lane. They did follow that up on Boxing Day with a fine 2-1 victory away at Rushall Olympic. Sees Hensford Town 7 points still, though, from the playoff positions. But they needed that following that result against Shaw Lane, I feel. But
yes, same as what we were saying before about Matlock, Buxton. That's the big games for them, both of them sides there, really, as well as Stafford. But again, Hansford coming off that little bit of a rut again, as mentioned a second ago, starting to pick up the wins against the teams that it counts for at this moment in time, and they're creeping back into the playoff contention just a little bit.
It's been a decent festive period for Lancaster City. We mentioned their 2-2 draw with Workington earlier. That was a follow-up, though, to Saturday's win for Lancaster City away at Michelover Sports, a 1-0 win there for them. So Lancaster City sitting 11th position, 8 points from the playoffs. However, they do have two games in hand over Grantham. So they're still very much involved in this if they can win those games in hand. We mentioned Colville's win against Warrington, a superb result that on Saturday. They did, though, follow that up on Boxer Day with a 3-0 home defeat against Barwell. A good result that for Barwell. It's a strange league because we mentioned Barwell's defeat to Marine on Saturday. They followed that up with a 3-0 win against Colville, and Colville beat Warrington on Saturday by 3-1. It just makes no sense, James, and I feel sorry for the pundits on this show, to be honest, to make a tale of this.
Well, it's always hard when it's this time of year because the four teams we always mention seem to play each other around Christmas anyway. So it takes that little bit of pressure away from us to say, oh, we'll keep your eye out on Michelover Colville to shock, because let's be honest, they're playing each other. They can't shock each other, can they?
So Colville sitting 12th. In 13th position, we've got Stourbridge. And as the weeks go on, they've got 1 point out of a possible six. And that point came on Saturday when they drew 1-1 at home to Whitby Town. They followed that up on Boxing Day with a 1-0 defeat away at Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers there, they've had a decent festive period. That's 4 points from a possible six for Stafford Rangers. Sees them in 16th position on 32 points, the same number of points as the team in 13th, that's Stourbridge. So it's not been the best of festive periods for Stourbridge.
It hasn't, but again, if you look at the fixtures they've had throughout December and going towards the end of November, they've not been the easiest the ties for them anyway. The likes, again, Shaw Lane, three FA Trophy games hasn't helped them out a little bit, which have advanced through. The likes of Workington, Nantwich, again, who need to start playing catch-up at this moment in time. It's not been the easiest period. I mean, again, I don't think they expected to have been beaten by Stafford Rangers, but the next couple of weeks coming up, again, especially with, like, with Billy Rickard as well, they've got an opportunity just to recover themselves now, especially with the next three games against teams lower down the table and get back into the action a little bit.
That's Stourbridge. Mickleova, they're in 14th position now. They had a 0-0 draw on Boxing Day against Halesow in town, but sees them on the same number of points, though, as Stourbridge, and the same number of points as Matlock Town. And we mentioned their 3-3 draw on Boxing Day. They obviously had a 3-0 defeat against Altrincham as well on Saturday. So Stourbridge, Mickleover Sports, Matlock Town, Stafford Rangers, all sitting in mid-table, all on 32 points, and all with different varying degrees of matches played. Barwell, they're in 17th position on 31 points. We've mentioned their two results already. Rushall Olympic, we mentioned their result against Hensford Town on Boxing Day. They're on 28 points. And at this point, I'm going to shift to the relegation battle, if that's all right with the teams below Rushall Olympic. So Rushall Olympic are now 8 points clear of the relegation zone with a game in hand. Nantwich Town, they're 6 points clear of the relegation zone with 5 games in hand. We mentioned their result away at Workington, where Workington won by 2-1. Nantwich Town followed that up on Boxing Day with a 0-0 against Sutton Coldfield Town. So it's a weird result, that one, for Nantwich Town. But I'm going to suggest, because Stalybridge Celtic didn't play on Boxing Day, and because Stalybridge Celtic got beat on Saturday by Rushall Olympic by 2-1, it sees Sutton Coldfield now on the same number of points as Stalybridge Celtic. Stalybridge Celtic have a much better goal difference, though, and Stalybridge Celtic do have 4 games in hand. But a point away at Nantwich Town for Sutton Coldfield is a belting result.
Yeah, you got to look at the last couple of fixtures of Sutton Coldfield. Winning the key one a couple of weeks ago at Stalybridge proved that they've still got a fight with them, and they've brought themselves back into contention to stay up. We go back to October, beginning of November, on the monthly show. We're all saying they were pretty much dead and buried, if I remember correctly. And look what has happened to them now. They've listened to us. Stalybridge lost the last 4 games. The 4 games in hand are going to be crucial for them to stay up. But again, we've got a relegation fight in our hands now. Something that we were saying for the last couple of months, we've not got. And now, look at it. The goal difference is going to work against Sutton Coldfield.
Goals difference doesn't come into it if they've got more points than the team below them. So that's at the moment, it's, as I said, Sutton Coldfield, bottom of the table on 20 points. Stalybridge Celtic, second bottom, with 4 games in hand, though, also on 20 points. Halesow in town are third bottom, but they're 4 points clear of the relegation zone at the minute, with a game in hand over Sutton Coldfield Town. So bit of breathing room for Halesow in town, and as we said earlier, they did have a good result on Boxing Day, a 0-0 against Mickleover Sports. A good result there for Halesow, and just ticking along with the points as Sutton Coldfield are at the moment. And just above them, we've got Whitby Town, 6 points clear of the relegation zone, but again, they got a good result on Saturday away at Stourbridge, but that 2-0 defeat against Farsley Celtic. But then again, Farsley Celtic, I don't think Whitby Town would be expecting to get points against them at this stage of the season. But it's, as James said, it's all to play for, pretty much, in the relegation zone. Just to touch upon Division 1, North and South, we did say we'd have a Division 1 show, but I thought to myself, let the managers have a nice Christmas and New Year, and we'll do the Division 1 show next week when we've got a better picture of the lie of the land, because it's looking awfully tight all of a sudden. Just starting off with Division 1 North, Bamber Bridge, they've got a game this weekend, quite a significant game this weekend. They're hosting South Shields. South Shields got a 1-1 draw on Boxing Day away at Kendal Town, a superb result there for Kendal Town. And that sees them obviously dropping 2 points. 2 points now ahead, South Shields at the top of the table, ahead of Prescott Cables, who got a fantastic 3-1 win against Colwyn Bay on Boxing Day. So Bamber Bridge hosting South Shields. The gap is 5 points. It's a must win for Bamber, isn't it, James?
I'd say the same with South Shields, because again, the 2 draws a row, 3 out of the last 5 games now been drawn as well. Who'd have expected that? With Bamber Bridge, with them now, they're going to be arrested, Bamber Bridge, as well, because the last 2 games got postponed. So naturally now, South Shields will be looking and thinking, you know what, this isn't going to be as easy as we thought, and Bamber Bridge will be preparing for the chances. They've even got people on the pitch now, I believe, getting ready for the fixture on Saturday just to make sure it goes ahead as planned. At Division 1 North, he's in the last place spot, so very likely it's only going to be two going up at this moment in time.
And that would be a shame, wouldn't it? Because it's looking like the top five, as Hyde United proved on Saturday when they beat Scarborough. Scarborough bounced back on Boxing Day, 3-0 winners against Tadcaster. The top five, they've opened up a bit of a gap now to sixth place Drolsden. The gap is 5 points now between fifth and sixth. And those top five, all of them, I reckon, would do a job in the Premier Division, certainly. So it's awfully tight. And as I said, next week we will have the Division 1 show. We'll probably speak to some of the victors from Saturday's matches. They are playing as well on New Year's Day, aren't they? On Monday. A very congested period of matches. And one of those matches on New Year's Day is South Shields against Scarborough. Blimey, Charlie.
That's
all I've got to say.
South Shields have not got it easy on Christmas
Day. They have not.
Again, just play land. If South Shields can get through this, and get, obviously, if they beat Bamber Bridge, we could look at a situation similar to the South at this moment in time. But some of the teams with games in hand at the moment, it's not as easy as people would thought it would be at the start of the season, thinking South Shields would walk it.
And when it comes to Division 1 South, Division 1 South is equally as intriguing. Not necessarily for the title. Basford United, the show keeps a rolling. Basford United winning on Boxer Day 6-2 at home to Carlton Town. That they've opened up a 19-point gap now to Corby Town, sitting in second position. It's looking pretty ominous, I'm going to suggest, for the title in Division 1 South. But just as intriguingly, Basford United this weekend will be hosting, you guessed it, dear listener, Corby Town. Blimey. Well, that's a match right there. And whoever's designed these fixtures, I know many managers are saying, why are you cramming in so many matches? That one there is a gem, isn't it?
It is indeed. I mean, quite a few of the fixtures over the Christmas period in the South. Basford, rightly so, they're 21 games unbeaten now. I don't think we're going to have the same situation where they might take the foot off the brake. And obviously, at this moment in time, it's the South that are going to have the, similar to what I was saying before, it's the South that are going to have the third promotion spot. We're going to see a lot more action between, say, the top 11. It's wide open for anything, for the playoffs and for promotion.
Well, let's just say, at the moment, Frickle Athletic, they had a fabulous result against Stocksbridge Park Steels on Boxer Day, a superb victory there. Frickle Athletic are in third position on 37 points. That is 3 points ahead of Chasetown, currently sitting in 10th. It's an incredible race up at the top of the Division 1 South of the MPL. And we should also mention Corby Town, they're just 2 points ahead of Frickle Athletic. And Frickle Athletic have 3 games in hand this weekend. Frickle Athletic will be hosting the team currently sitting in 5th position. That's Al Church. So, well, there you go.
another fantastic fixture.
And to be honest, there's so many dynamite fixtures. Stamford on Saturday are hosting Stocksbridge Park Steels. That's 4th against 9th. Both teams separated by 3 points. It's bonkers stuff in Division 1 South. And just to mention a couple of the fixtures that shine through on New Year's Day. Chasetown against Frickle Athletic. That's an important match there for Chasetown to get themselves in the mix if they see fit. Fabulous stuff. It's all happening. It is all happening in Division 1 South.
Yeah.
And you've got Corby Town against Bedworth United too. So I just don't know where to start. But as I said, next week we will have a Division 1 show where we'll make sure that we speak to the runners and riders in Division 1 North and Division 1 South. And we get to the bottom of what is happening with the promotion race going into 2018. But James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us, walking us through some of the results and some of the mouth-watering fixtures for this weekend. And you have a lovely new year. All the best. We'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, no, thank you, Ben. All the best to you, everyone listening as well.
So, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us. But it's now time to look ahead to the New Year's Day and New Year's weekend fixtures. And joining me now to discuss in great detail what's coming up over the next couple of days or so, we're now joined by the welcome return from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian by Mr. Andrew Simpson. Hello, Simo. How's things?
I'm all right. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well. Merry Christmas, yeah. Simo. Well,
yeah.
A big thank you for being the brave soul who comes on this week of all weeks to come on. And it's trying to get people is like it's like trying to find people on the Marie Celeste, trying to get
are they all claiming to be busy, are they?
Busy people, which is fair enough. But let's talk about this weekend's fixtures now. And for starters, actually, I'm going to talk about Witten. Because Witten have had a good couple of last results. However, heartbreak, we have to say heartbreak at Warrington. The 1-0 draw, the win against Sutton Coldfield. I thought Witten Albion were going to be consolidating, but those last three results there, and the 3-2 against Grantham, we should say, suggest that might not be the case.
Yeah, they go into the new year with a chance, and I think that's a great position to be in for a newly promoted team. You're right, on Boxing Day, they did suffer a little bit of heartbreak. Warrington scored in the third minute of injury time to win 2-1 down here at Winchin Park. I think on reflection, you know, that Warrington did dominate the second half, we have to say that. That said, Witten had the better of the first half, and I think certainly Witten's management team felt that they'd done enough to get a point. But you have to give credit to Warrington, particularly their manager Paul Carden, used his resources really well, made a key substitution, and Tony Gray, who was one of those guys that came on in the second half, scored both of their goals. As a big win for Warrington as well, of course, off the back of back-to-back defeats. So they were really pleased to get the 3 points. But yeah, Witten are really happy with where they are. They're going into this weekend's fixtures in eighth position. And they absolutely would have taken that at the start of the season. I think what we've discovered, I think you're right, I think they've had some good results in the past few weeks, particularly the draw at Shore Lane was a tremendous draw, which you touched on the monthly show last week. But what we're finding, they're just hitting ever so slightly hitting a ceiling, Witten. If you look at their results closely, they've lost to Grantham, Altrincham and Warrington at home this season. So that, you know, the teams above them, if you're looking at kind of what they need to do to break into the top six, top five of the table, they have taken 4 points off Workington. So they've proven that they're competitive, but they're just falling short in these head-to-head games at the moment. And I think that ultimately will mean they do probably just finish outside of the playoffs. But that would still be a tremendous season. And look, you know, there's still 20-plus games left, so they're not giving up or anything like that. But we're just seeing in these big games, they're just falling a little bit short. But there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Absolutely not. So, talk about Warrington. We'll come back to Warrington in a second of their games this weekend. But it's all happening up at the top. Altrincham have opened up a 5-point gap now, but Shore Lane do have 2 games in hand. And I think we said on the monthly show last week, Shore Lane and Altrincham got to play each other twice still in the season, so it's all to play for. Altrincham this weekend, they start things off away at Colville. That's a tricky game, that one, for Alty there. And then on New Year's Day, it's Witten Albion.
Yeah, which is a huge game down there locally, big derby game. So it'll be interesting to see again how Witten kind of measure up against one of the better teams in the league. They were well beaten over here in North, which is as I touched on earlier. So they know it's going to be a difficult game. Weird weekend for Altrincham. Colville, I mean, you just do not know what you're going to get, do you? I mean, they had that fantastic 3-1 win at Altrincham last weekend. Then he followed it up with a pretty miserable 3-0 defeat at home to Barwell on Boxing Day. And that's a Barwell team that's really out of form at the moment. So it's a strange old task trying to predict what Colville are going to do. All the usual caveats with Altrincham, obviously, they're still on this tremendous unbeaten run in the league. She's now up to 15 games. They haven't lost to anybody since that 5-2 defeat up at Workington, and the date of that was September the 12th. That's just how well they've done. They've won 11 of those 15 games. Of course, they go there as favourites. I think it's worth pointing out, though, that Colville did cause them quite a lot of problems at Moss Lane, if you remember, early in the season. They were 2-0 down. They came back to 2-2 before Alty finally got the job done late on in that game. So they've proven that they can cause problems. Obviously, you know, they sent a warning shot by beating Warrington last weekend. So it's not a gimme for Altrincham, but it just depends what version of Colville turns up.
Absolutely. And, well, Shore Lane are the ones sitting in second position, 2 games in hand, as we said. This weekend, they'll be hosting Stalybridge Celtic. And then on the Monday, on New Year's Day, at that tricky game away at Farnsley Celtic, the two Celtics, Stalybridge desperately need a win. Farnsley Celtic, it looks like they might, and I'm saying this quietly, might have just turned the corner slightly and kick-started the season somewhat with that 2-0 win.
Just on Shore Lane, obviously left frustrated by not being able to play that potentially really big game against Grantham on Boxing Day, which just leave them a little bit behind everybody else, as you touched on. Shore Lane still have got loads of those big games to play, loads of those head-to-heads, so there's a really exciting second half of the season ahead for them. Despite not playing on Boxing Day, they do go into Saturday's game against Stalybridge in good form. I mean, we touched on that draw they had with with Witten, which I think more was a tremendous result for Witten than necessarily a huge disappointment for Shoreline. But they did bounce straight back by going to Hensford and winning 3-1. And we've touched in the past few weeks on how well Hensford have done in home games at Keys Park. So to go down there and beat them 3-1 is a tremendous reaction to the draw with Witten. So Shoreline are unbeaten now in their past 9 league games. Their home form is outstanding. Despite that draw with Witten, they'd won the previous 8 games at home. So, again, we've touched on Stanley Bridge's away form this season, which is absolutely miserable. 1 point away from home. So you can only see one outcome on Saturday, can't you?
Yeah, we'll cover off Stanley Bridge's and the relegation battle very shortly. But in third position, we've got Workington. They've been kicking into gear like nobody's business of late. This weekend, they'll be travelling to Marston Road to take on Stafford Rangers. That's by no means a gimme. And then they'll be hosting Whitby Town on New Year's Day. It looks like, on paper, and I know football's not paid in paper, especially over the festive period, it looks like Workington could come out of this festive period in title contention. I'm going to say that.
I think that's a fair. I do think that's a fair comment. They're unbeaten in 16 games in all competitions, which is an absolutely tremendous run of form. If you look at the Northern Premier League form, only Altrincham have scored more points than them in the past 10 games. That shows how well they've done over now a sustained period of time. It's not inconsistent working. So this is really solid points picking up Workington. They were pegged back, weren't they, late on Boxing Day. It looked like they were on course to win at Lancaster, which would have been another tremendous win, by the way. But Lancaster got that late goal. But yeah, Workington still go into the weekend feeling pretty good in third place. Stafford's a funny one, isn't it? They're actually having a good Christmas. They had a decent point at Sylvans, didn't they, against Buxton, and then followed that with a win against Stourbridge. Now, I know, and we'll touch on them in a minute, I know Stourbridge are pretty out of sorts at the moment, but Stafford had lost their previous 3 games at home, so it was important they got back to winning ways in front of their own supporters, which they did. This is still going to be a really difficult game for them, but I think Workington need to be careful because Stafford, I've had a good week so far.
There's two big games in for mid-table sides this weekend. Matlock Town will be hosting Warrington Town. And then you've also got, on Bank Holiday Monday, Warrington Town hosting Marine. And it's Warrington Town. At one point, I thought the title was gone for them. But it's that Witten result's changed all that, it feels.
Yeah, you could sense that from the way they reacted at the end. They knew it was a big win, not just because they'd come from behind, because they'd had that brilliant win at Altrincham in the trophy, but they had lost back-to-back league games for the first time this season. They were desperate for it not to become 3 successive defeats, because you just then start to slip away from the top of the table. Now, I know you look at it, and they are now 7 points adrift of Altrincham from the same number of games, so they are a little bit adrift. I mean, I was talking to people at Witten about this after the game on Saturday. And Warrington, they did turn the game around in the second half. Paul Cardinals, as I said earlier, deserves a lot of credit for that. They didn't strike me as a potential title-winning team. I know they've had problems with injuries, and he is juggling things at the moment. And to be fair, he did have the options on the bench to change the game and use them well, and does deserve credit for that. But having seen them up close now, I've seen better sides than them. This is not me saying they're not going to finish in the playoffs, by the way, because they absolutely think they're strong enough for that. But sometimes you get this aura about teams or the way that teams are playing. And Witten with a better side in the first half. And I know Witten are not a poor side either, but you're just looking at Warrington and whether they have those title credentials. And I'm just not sure that they do. I think they do need to pick up again at least 4 points this weekend, and Cardinal will be aiming for 6, no doubt, after coming off the back of winning on Boxing Day, and that might propel them back up the table again. But I don't think they're any danger at all of not finishing the top 5, but I'm just not convinced after seeing them now that they've got a title in them. I might be proved wrong, and if I am, fair enough, but not for me.
You've done the team talk for them, it's fine. Right.
Yeah, maybe.
Grantham, they're in fifth position at the moment, 3 points inside the playoffs, but Ashton United in sixth. They have 2 games in hand on them, so they can't really afford to slip up. This weekend, they'll be travelling, it's a long away this one, to Whitby Town on Saturday, and then they follow that up with a home match against Matlock Town. 2 crucial matches here for Grantham Town in their season, I feel.
I think you're right. I think they need to be targeting 6 points, certainly looking at who they're playing as well. I mean, Whitby are bottom of the form guide. They haven't beaten anybody in the Premier Division since September, which is a real wretched run of form. But it goes to show how well they must have done in August and the early weeks of September to not be bottom of the league, because, you know, to have not won any games at all in 3 months is pretty miserable. They did have a good draw at Stourbridge on Saturday, but again, the caveat of Stourbridge are struggling at the moment. But they followed that up with that 2-0 defeat against Farsley on Boxing Day, so they really are struggling at the moment. Grantham will fancy it. They had a Christmas off not playing that game against Shoreline. They did draw, didn't they, with Ashton 1-0, but I think that's a decent result. That did come off the back of that 1-0 defeat at home to Buxton, which was a little bit of a surprise. I don't think that's enough evidence to say that Grantham have fallen out of form or anything like that, because they were absolutely flying before that, and I do expect them to return to winning ways this weekend. And I think 4 points would be okay, but I think 6 points is what they should be aiming for.
With the likes of it's looking like, because obviously Witten are in eighth at the moment, and we've already touched upon them being you know, not consolidating isn't the right word, but they might get in the playoffs, but it is a long shot. I think but then that just leaves Farsley and Ashton United at the moment challenging the likes of Grantham and Warrington and Workington for those final playoff spots. So,
yeah, it's settling, isn't it? I think I was looking this morning, because I thought you might ask me this about who could, you know, we have this cliche, don't we, if someone always breaks through from mid-table, who might be most likely to do that? And, you know, Hensford maybe, although Rob Smith did play that down, didn't he, when you interviewed him? And I think, to be fair to Hensford, you know, that would be a probably overachieving, considering he's not been there all season. I think your money would still have to be on Stourbridge to do that, but because they've got the games in hand, but they really do need to get their act together pretty quickly if they're going to not fall too far adrift. I mean, if you look at the table now, Grantham in fifth place have got 42 points, well, Stourbridge have only got 32, so that's a big gap to make up, even with games in hand. So I think you're spot on. I think it's settling, isn't it? I think Ashton absolutely are in the conversation. To bring it full circle, you mentioned Farsley. That was such a big win for them, wasn't it, on Boxing Day, because they'd had a pretty miserable run before that. They only won one of the previous eight games. So they need to follow that up big time by beating Rushall to start with on Saturday. But that's not going to be an easy game, is it?
No, absolutely not. So the Rushall game away for Farsley Celtic on Saturday, and as we discussed earlier, Shore Lane on Monday. It's not the easiest set of fixtures, Celtic.
No, it's not. It's really not. They've got that bounce, but we'll see if they can. I mean, Rushall, I mean, they're a little bit like Colville in that you just don't know what you're going to get from them. They've done the immediate work they needed to do, which was to pull clear of the bottom of the table. They've still got a little bit of work to do, but they're your famous traffic lights on the form guide. Red, green, red, green, red, green. You just do not know what you're going to get.
Ashton United, as we said, are in the mix. This weekend, they've got an intriguing game at Hurst Cross against Sutton Coldfield Town. And Sutton Coldfield Town, they keep getting the points. You know, the 0-0 against Nantwich on Boxing Day. That's a cracking result, that, for Sutton Coldfield Town. And it sees them on the same number of points now as Stalybridge Celtic. The only difference is, and we've said this numerous times now, is the goal difference. It is quite eye-watering, the amount of goals Sutton Coldfield have conceded. But as we said earlier with James, that doesn't really come into play if you've got more points than the teams below you. So there you go.
Yeah, dead right. I think you look at the table and you think, Ashton are going to win this game. And also, you know, it was an eye-catching result that Witten scored 6 at Sutton Coldfield on Saturday, and if you're not careful, you kind of fall into the trap of, oh well, that's Sutton, you know, kind of course they're going to beat them. But that was actually a bit of a blip in what's been a good 2 or 3 weeks for Sutton Coldfield. You touched on it on the monthly show that they'd had those back-to-back wins. They've actually, that game against Witten is the only defeat they've had in the past 6 games. Now they played a couple of local cup games in that run, but they've won them both. And other than that game against Witten where they conceded 6, they've only actually conceded 1 in the other of those 5 games that they've played. So the kind of wider context is they are heading in the right direction, aside from what appears to be a bit of an aberration against Witten last weekend. I'm told Witten did play really well, but they did then bounce back with a brilliant point at Nantwich on Boxing Day. So Ashton just need to be a little bit careful. Of course, they're one of the strongest home teams in the division. We often talk about their record at Hurst Cross, and it does stack up this season. They've not lost there since September. They had a really good draw at Grantham, didn't they, last Saturday, and were probably disappointed not to have a chance to play that derby against Stalybridge on Boxing Day, because it would have been a chance to extend the run there on. I think Ashton are definitely in that conversation you mentioned about getting into the playoffs, but I think this will be a slightly tougher game than maybe you would think at first glance against Sutton.
And just to finish off, Ashley United, they've got a trip to Buxton on Monday. But just to stay with Sutton Coldfield, because there's a big match on New Year's Day. This can't be understated here. Sutton Coldfield Town against Hales Owen Town.
Ooh. Yeah.
Now, could we see Sutton Coldfield out of the relegation zone come 5 o'clock on New Year's Day?
Are they at home on New Year's Day?
They are.
Ooh, in that, well, that does sway me to say it's definitely possible. Hales Owen are playing Buxton on Saturday, and Buxton are a little bit out of sorts and only won one of the past eight. They're struggling a little bit, but they are better away from home. That said, Hales Owen are strong at home. So Hales Owen will fancy maybe getting something this weekend. But I wonder if they will have one eye on that game against Sutton Coldfield more than the game against Buxton. It'd be really interesting to see how it plays out, this one. Could they be off then? Could they? I think they could be, because I don't think Staleybridge are going to pick any points up. So yeah, I'll stick my neck out and say I don't think they'll be bottom come January the 2nd.
Blimey. Well, as we said, Staleybridge have got that away trip to Shaw Lane, and they follow that up on Monday with a home match against Lancaster City. And Lancaster City, you know, we talk about Stourbridge coming out of the mid-table pack or Hensford. Lancaster City have been 11th for years, it feels like. Even when they were in Division 1 North, they were 11th in the Premier Division. It makes no sense to me. But they're there, and they've got games in hand. And you know, they've only been beaten six times, which is the same as Workington and Warrington this season. It's bonkers for them. It is bonkers.
Yeah, I don't think you can... They're a little bit similar to Witten for me. I don't think you can rule them out, but I don't think they've quite got the class to break into that top five. I mean, their home record is outstanding. Well, it does give them an edge over Witten, because Witten's home record isn't as good as Lancaster's. Although Lancaster have had the teeniest of dips at Giant Axe, because they lost to County, didn't they, in the trophy, lost to Matlock, and then needed a last-minute goal to get that draw against Workington. It's not quite the fortress it was, but again, they're all three quite difficult games, so I wouldn't criticise them too much for that. They have got a tough game this weekend against Hensford, though, who are in really good form, not just at Keys Park. They've picked up some points away from home, which was the big criticism of them this season. So it's a difficult game, that, for Lancaster. I don't think they can break into the playoff positions, but they do finish in the top 10 like Witten. I think for a newly promoted team, that represents an excellent season, and they should be really, really pleased with that. Going to Staleybridge on New Year's Day to bring it full circle. Yeah, Staleybridge are so out of sorts, you'd fancy yourselves to pick points up against them. So it's a bit of a tricky doubleheader for Lancaster, that, but I think they can pick some points up from it.
We mentioned Coalville Town earlier there in 12. It's been a decent December for Coalville. It was looking like they were in a bit of free fall at one moment, but some decent results against the likes of Nantwich and Warrington, and a draw against Whitby. It's pushed them into mid-table, and this weekend they'll be, we mentioned their match against Alty, but they've also got a match away on New Year's Day against Michelover Sports. Michelover Sports played a lot more games than everyone else around them, it feels like. Also in mid-table land is Stourbridge, and we mentioned the fact that Stourbridge have got to pull themselves together at some point, or get some results on the board urgently if they're going to have any hopes of challenging for the promotion spots. Stourbridge this weekend will be travelling to Marien on Saturday, and then we'll be hosting Rushall Olympic in that local derby there at the Memorial Ground. What do you think for Stourbridge? They do need some results quickly, don't they?
Very quickly. This is a huge, huge weekend for them. Something that Gary Hackett's acknowledged in an interview with their local paper down there. I mean, he's actually said, you know, he's feeling under pressure at the moment. Partly that's pressure he puts on himself, but partly because they are falling quite far below expectation. They've not won any of their past six Northern Premier League games. Only Whitby have got a worse record in the past eight games. So that shows the kind of dip that Stourbridge are in. When I mentioned earlier that Whitby haven't beaten anybody since September, that shows you how badly Stourbridge are doing at the moment. Marine's a difficult one for them, though, isn't it? Because Marine, in all competitions with this trophy run that they've been on, are actually in pretty good nick. They'd only lost one of the previous 12 games before they lost to Altrincham on Boxing Day, which is a tremendous improvement in form, which hasn't really been reflected in their league position, has it, to be honest? It shows how well they've done in the trophy, that they're still 20th in the table, despite only losing one of 12 games. So Stourbridge should feel pretty optimistic about this. Marine's home record is poor. They've only won one of the past nine Premier Division games at home. So there's a chance for them here, but there was a disappointing defeat at Stafford on Boxing Day. They do need to bounce back. I was having a little look at that. I mean, they didn't have any of their three forward players available for that game, so they're hoping to have at least one of them back to go up to Marine. But I think they absolutely, I would say they probably need 4 points from these two games just to make sure they're not completely adrift, and that pressure that Gary talked about doesn't continue to mount. Because make no bones about it, if they don't at least make the playoffs, that's a failed season for Stourbridge.
And there's one match we've not mentioned, Nantwich Town against Michelover Sports. I think we've covered every... I'm just looking through New Year's Day. I think we've covered everything. Oh, Barwell and Nantwich. Oh, sorry. There we go. Have we covered Barwell's matches? Yes, I have.
Barwell are down here on Saturday. Yeah. Yes, we have touched on them. Yeah. Nantwich.
Nantwich.
It's slow and steady, isn't it? I mean, they've only lost one in the past five league games. They're probably not making as quick a progress at the table as they'd like, but they've still only played 21 games, so I still fully expect them to keep climbing steadily. It was a disappointing result against Sutton Coldfield, of course. But I've touched on that was an improving Sutton, so don't be kidded by that too much. I think they'll keep climbing. I don't think they can make the playoffs from here, though. I think that's... If that's what you're going to ask me next,
I was going to say, isn't it like a bit like Ashton United last season in the fact that, you know, it was a lot of stuff happened over the summer.
Absolutely.
For Nantwich going into this, they clearly, you know, even now we can say Nantwich have had a good season with the cup runs and stuff.
100%.
It's something to build on for next season, and as long as they get some decent points on the board with the games in hand they've got, they can look back at the season and go, we've had a good season, let's go on to next year now.
Couldn't agree more. I think if you finish in the top half, like I say, coupled with the runs in the cups that they've had, the rebuild that Dave Cook's having to do, I think that represents a really, really good season, and I do think they will finish in the top half. I do think they'll win on Saturday against Michelover, by the way. Michelover have had a bit of a dip, haven't they? They had a 5-match losing run, and they did stop that with a draw against Halesowen on Boxing Day. But Halesowen did have two players sent off in that game, so they're probably disappointed not to have picked up maximum points. Michelover, kind of a little bit to me like Colville. They're obviously capable of tremendous results, but they seem to struggle a little bit for this consistency. But hey, look, they're in the middle of the table. They're in absolutely zero danger of going down. They're in the Blob, who we've not mentioned.
Well done for bringing that up. Happy New Year, Blob. Happy New Year.
32 points. I think they can be pretty happy with that. It's a difficult game for them this weekend, though. I think Nantwich will be too good for them.
And on that note, that is the end of our fixture preview. Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, a big thank you for joining us. Very Merry Christmas to you, sir, and all the best for the new year. Just a quick plug for your work and where people can keep abreast of the hectic non-league world that is Mid-Cheshire.
It is. I'm having a breather for the next two games after an absolutely frantic weekend, getting ready for another frantic one ahead. Northwichguardian.co.uk for everything involving Witten. I am scheduled to do both their games this weekend, so I'll be there when they play Barwell on Saturday, and I'll be at Moss Lane on New Year's Day when they play Altrincham, weather permitting, of course. You can get me on social media at Simo_on_sport.
And a big thank you to Andrew Simpson for joining us on this week's show. And that is it for this week's EvoStick NPL show for 2017. What a year it's been, everybody. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me, Andrew Simpson, James Hayes, and Fazza Celtics manager Adam Lakeland as well. But also at this stage of the season, we should also wish a big happy new year to all our listeners, all our pundits, all the managers, all the chairmen, all the volunteers, and everyone associated with the Northern Premier League. A big happy new year to you all. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the league website. That's at evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. All the best. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.